उपस्थित यहाँ इस चुनावी नुक्कड़ सभा में मेरे तमाम सभी सम्मानित बुजुर्गान नौजवान साथियों।
इन टाउन्स इन वेस्टर्न उत्तर प्रदेश इकोनॉमीज आर सस्टेन्ड मोस्टली बाय होलसेल एंड रिटेल ट्रेडिंग एंड डीमोनेटाइजेशन हैज बीन अ किलर। इट हैज हिट इंडियाज रूरल पुअर हु हैव लिटिल एक्सेस टू बैंक्स एंड फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस।
गरीब आदमी आज तक परेशान है कि अभी तक।
इट्स बीन मोर देन 100 डेज सिंस द डीमोनेटाइजेशन ड्राइव एंड द सिचुएशन इज फार फ्रॉम नॉर्मल।
Syed Zaman is a candidate for the smaller left-wing Samajwadi Party in the election in Uttar Pradesh.
Everyone has been hit, the poor and even the middle class.
The demonetization move was in part to get rid of the cash fuel system of political finance, here so called black money. But it has hurt people like Meher Lal, a small-time farmer. He has had to sell off part of his land.
भुक्के भर रहे बच्चे बिल्कुल कुछ नहीं मिल रहा।
My children are dying. What black money are you talking about? I can't pay my rent. It's a big loss for the poor people. The rich will survive, but we've taken the hit.
और गरीब आदमी महंगा में रह गया।
The national president of the ruling BJP, Amit Shah, thinks political parties will be hurt by demonetization, but equally.
गेम के रूल सबके लिए इक्वल है, उनके पास पैसा नहीं होगा।
If they have no money, then we too have no money. The idea is to weed out black money from the system. It's not as if we aren't affected, but this will create a level playing field.
तभी पार्टियों को आएगी तो चुनाव बराबर हो जाएगा।
SY Qureshi, the former chief election commissioner of India, believes elections in the country should be state funded. But political parties have not supported this change so far.
The fact that state funding has been talked about for years, for 2, 3, 4 decades at the political level, there have been parliamentary committees on it, the purpose being the concern that the money is playing havoc with the political system and needs to be checked, provided the political parties have internal democracy. Now, which doesn't seem to be happening. So we are where we were 3 decades ago.
The election in Uttar Pradesh is crucial for Prime Minister Modi. It is the most populous state in the country with over 200 million inhabitants. And so it elects the highest number of lawmakers to both houses of Indian Parliament. M.K. Verno, an economic analyst, thinks demonetization will affect the election, but not just in terms of party finances.
The people who've really got hit, several million jobs have been lost in the unorganized sector, in construction sector, farmers have lost incomes. When they go to vote, they will definitely be angry. It will be a negative vote for BJP.
Results will be counted on March 11th. Murali Krishnan, RFI, Uttar Pradesh.